Oh, he had a, there is an algorithm. He had a house, and a farm, some in Albert's province.
In Peace River,
yeah? Peace River, yeah. Bevinch, yeah. That's where the Zinja states are cool. Over Zelda Sex, so it's really, let's see, but Bevinch, I'm at near Kumaksai. He did this himself, how he built that in Albert province. He wanted to see that man. He came long time ago, Bevinch, and he was on a farm, and he was getting to be a little rich. Then before he died, he gave $32,000 and her farm
to
Albert
the
University music
yeah.
students at Boston
yeah.
for music. Music. She could go and see that, how is that old man doing, you know, by himself.
And Mr. Moses went with him? Mr. Moses went too?
Yeah, I think so. He was by himself. And then Rudevitz did go some too. Rudevitz. Miss Dr. Rudevitz. She wanted to see him too. Alex Stahls, you know, he was just one of the person he wants to be into everything. First he was, he wanted to have a Latvia free, and he was demonstrating. Well, what he was doing, he worked for Queen's Printers, but not the printer, he was working in stock, with the stock. When he was 65, he just worked for Simpson Sears in stock. We were singing in a choir. We just sing and then we did take some training in Latvia. This is my daughter and we're ready to go to sing festival. So she's teaching him. We sing the songs and she teaches us and then we go to choir. He bought a piano for me and for my daughter. But I raised my grandchildren. I didn't have time to raise the money when I had to spend it. He was singing in under this Latvian choir, St. Petersburg. That's Petersburg, you know, that's in
Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
Right.
Florida, yeah. But they came from Florida, but that's in Toronto.
Right.
I took that picture. This is her and his grave in Catskill Mountains. Because it's a Latvian church, a Latvian cemetery, all Latvians. He bought that property in mountains. It's not mountains, it's hills, hilly. And then they sold the plots and he bought it. Yeah, here is 58 years. I lived with him for 58 years. It's one part. That's where when I met him in Latvia, he was 28 and I was 20. He worked in a custom house. When I graduated from college.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he lived very primitive, like a big house he built it by himself. But it was no furniture, just one bed. The bed was just. And the books, and all the newspapers. He was 90 or 90s when I saw him. I was in my 50s then, that time. I tell you something, very smart, an educated man can live like that. And to give from that farm and not having a decent stove or something, build something in it, just like that man, you know, from the Bush, that kind of man. That's the life he had.
Hmm.
Yeah, very simple. He had 32,000. That was a lot of money in those days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he gave it all for the music.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear him play music?
Yeah.
No, I think he could not. He's got the memory is gone.
Oh.
He was not speaking Latvian. He was speaking in German. Well, you see, he lost English. he didn't learn no English, or maybe he did, he forgot. And the Latvian, so he had only left the German.
Hmm.
We're gonna lose one language anyway, because we are speaking two languages now. And the one who's gonna, I'm gonna lose one who's who I borrowed, and that will be English.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to understand me that I am not talking your language. I'm making up my sentences,
mm-hmm.
right? But some said, what did you say? I don't understand. I said, you don't understand because you don't know very well English. English can be talked different way, any language.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, I don't teach English from English school. I didn't have those. We had a farm and we bought the quarter section. Peace River Country, Spirit River. And later on we bought another quarter section. So then we had a half a section. We had animals. He was farmer's son. But then we had 2 years, I was farming with him in Latvia for 2 years because her father was too old and war was on. So 1942 to 1944, 2 years. And then we took, the Russians came over. Before they did, we left the country. But he took a schooling and he graduated in that time out of his county. He went to Riga, capital Riga. He was a bookkeeper in custom house.
Right.
Then he worked in a lumber yard, made money to pay for the farm and for the everything. And I worked in a hospital. See, he worked overtime. But the same, you see, when I went, like, we go back, when I went, I was 14 years old. I left, Mama took me to the city and she said, you go to technical school because I cannot afford you anymore. So I go work in the daytime in the factory for $1 a day and I go to school at night. And I did that for 4 years. Yeah, when I graduated and I was fully graduated for job. But then war came on, we got married, we had a little baby. Oh yeah, it was okay, dear. Whatever it was, I always wanted to be something, singing in a choir and doing things. And he too, look at, and then I took a, like I was talking, not talking, I taking a cooking up, baking, you know, baking and worked in the camps, in a bush, Thai camp, 25 miles from Grand Spirit River in a bush. And we worked there for a year and then she had to go to school. There was no neighbors. I couldn't speak one word. I tried to learn. I listened very carefully and say the same things and it comes to me. Then I take a cookbook and read like an Eaton's catalog. I just learn. And you know, when you go to work and then you just work with the job. And then she was going to school, but I didn't understand. I asked her. She was about in grade 3 and she translated me in English. It was like a big experience coming, you know, by the train from Germany, you know, from home by boat. We walked from home to the boat.
Yeah.
And from boat to Germany. To Germany to Canada. Stopped by England, by La Havre, from France and England to Halifax. It was excitement. It was something is going to be better than it was because we left home and everything was there. Nice furniture, young marriage, 4 years ahead, and she was 18 months old. Just be lucky that we just made it. And I think my brother-in-law's place was just like a bush. He was just a dirty farmer. He had a farm.
Yeah.
But he had a good farm and goods, but he didn't know how to deal with feed people. She made me work, you know, like I helped to stook. you know what stokes put those make those and then I canned the fruit in his place. I learned how to do the Canadians. I learned right away because I speak Latvian at home, but then my husband said we have to speak English, but then we couldn't speak very well because we short of words. So then we just, outside we speak English and at home we speak Latvian.
Right.
That's why we got the accent. We came about, 61, came to Edmonton from the farm. We sold the farm from 48 to 61. She was going to university and she didn't want to stay. He thought she's gonna be helping dad farming. But she said, I'm going to university. She took a course but she got married first. And then when she was married, she went to university.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was single mom. She had them. Then I quit the jobs, what I had, and looked after her children. That's why I don't have much money in the bank. Because
mm-hmm.
those days there was very little money that you make.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for Catholic priests, I was cooking. What is that place where, Southside, it's that district. It's not district, but that
place.
No, it's there in private homes, not far from my place. 4123 117th Street, that's my house. And they lived about three houses down. Three priests, I cooked for them dinner and supper. And he came to see me, one lady was there before from Spirit River, and she was a good cook, and he just hired me because I had that cooking experience in a hospital. In Spirit River Hospital, I worked in the kitchen. I was the main cook, and I cooked in the camp. So then I had experience. So then the priest said, okay, you will be. I stayed there for a year and a half. Then they didn't raise my wage. It was very little. So then I said, I will go and see Woodward's. Then I started to work for Woodward's. So good. Because I was not sure of myself about money and so many things you need to born in this country to live in and to work in with places in for the government
mm-hmm.
and for the kitchen, for the farms, not the farms, but for the offices, we can do that because we haven't got that kind of trade. So I took what I could do with my hands. Because I had that schooling behind me. And when they took me in right away, they didn't ask me. They just took me and I do it right away.
Right.
Because I know what to do. Just give me a garment, not to sew, but to control. And then packing, just so one girl tells me, shows me, and you just do it. Lots of immigrants, they didn't even speak English. Lots of Portuguese, Italians. Very few girls were speaking English. Mostly sewing. But I was young. Then he was a president. We go and make a Christmas, and we go 18th of November, and we go on the streets and with the national dresses and go to represent us and ask for free Latvia because Russians were in Latvia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this thing, what we did here and there and all over, there's lots of Latvians, lots of young folks. They were doing the same thing, and Latvia got free. We got mostly to help the Latvians in Latvia. We didn't go to Latvia because I did not want to see that what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Some said maybe you got something, but if I had something behind me, I was killing somebody or I had a record. My husband didn't have no record. They otherwise you wouldn't be coming to Edmonton, to Canada. You have to have a slate clean, and then you can come in. My language, reading and writing. When we go to the Latvian society, they all speak. But there's a married, like a, my granddaughters, they all speak English. My grandson's speaking English. Maybe they understand a few words, but my daughter spoke perfect and wrote also letters to me. But we go to song festivals, then all the Latvians get together, and there's about thousands of people, and then we find the people who came in the camps, you know, and find them, and we have a good time. And I buy the Latvian things, and bought that, and, you know, and then I bought that big one. I could not weave because it's I haven't got a big loom, but I can do the small looms, but not anymore. And you know that one group did go to there, and one goes to like Kalamazoo, then, and you read in a paper, and then you see the faces, and then you just meet them. Are you, do you know me? I think, what's your name? And so, oh yeah, you know, after so many years, mm-hmm. we always did go, and that's like a going home. But I didn't want it to go. Mr. Greens did go a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I think he did about a couple of times and more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're just helping out, you know, lots of things, sending money to Latvia. Daugavas Vanagi, because there is no people anymore. They all died. Yeah, Lakvan. There is no, my Alec and Steppermans and Schnepst, they all died. They were being, there is nobody anymore first.